I'm very frustrated on a number of levels. First of all, the expert panel cannot recommend a redress scheme for the families similar to the Pyrite redress scheme that was put in place for affected families in Dublin and North Leinster. Secondly, they can only examine the impact of MICA on the private housing stock. They can't look at public buildings such as council houses or school buildings. And then thirdly, they cannot make recommendations for how in the future we can regulate and ensure that there are building control measures that this never happens again.
Now, some are of the opinion, including Minister Damien English, that the expert group should be allowed to carry out its own investigations, determine the facts, and then take it from there. You're saying that there's a sense of urgency here that something needs to be done quicker than that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have families ringing me asking about, you know, do they knock down the outer leaf wall of their house? Will they be reimbursed if they do so? That they're in panic on an ongoing basis that, that their gable wall or their roof might fall in on top of their family. These are the impossible choices that families are faced with at this stage. So, you know, it really is vital that this panel's work gets continued and gets brought to a conclusion as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it will probably be the end of the year before they report. But the big issue is this, is that they are going to be limited in terms of reference, but it's now going to be down to the government to make sure that the affected families in Donegal are not failed, that there is a redress scheme, and that families are given the financial support to make their homes safe again.